I'm Herb Trix for WVIK News, and there's help available for arts organizations in trouble from the Quad Cities Cultural Trust. Due to the devastating impact of the coronavirus on arts organizations nationwide and locally, the Quad Cities Cultural Trust is working closely with six major groups it supports to survive the crisis. That's according to its executive director, Jen Dobruns.
Times like this are exactly why the Cultural Trust was formed. You know, this is a safety net organization to make sure that the important ingredients to the success of our community and the success of the citizens of our community are here and thriving.
The trust started in 2007 as an unrestricted funder to provide annual support for six area cultural organizations: the River Music Experience, Quad City Arts, the Quad City Symphony Orchestra, Figge Art Museum, Putnam Museum, and the Quad City Botanical Center. Last year was a record-breaking distribution for the trust, up 21% from the previous year, granting a total of nearly $1.2 million among the groups. Typically, the funds are given out around June 30th, but that may change this year.
We had discussed moving the process up earlier before COVID-19 shook the nation. So we were working on an earlier process. We have began discussions with our partners on, you know, early aid that they would need, and we're understanding what those needs are right now so that we can, you know, do our best to support them through this shaky time.
Dobrin says the trust and its partners have been supporting federal legislation for arts and culture as part of the $2 trillion stimulus bill.
I think every organization, whether it's a for-profit or a non-for-profit, is suffering right now. You know, in our community, we are seeing our partners pivoting. You know, they are trying to use different media platforms to get their programs out into the community, trying to stay connected to the region, which I applaud them for. But this is uncharted water for all of us.
She says the trust has a campaign to boost its endowment from $25 million to $32 million by the end of this year, but it's challenging to raise money right now.
This campaign is a marathon. It's not a sprint. And so right now we are focused on making sure we're taking care of one another, that this community has what it needs.
And for more information on the Quad Cities Cultural Trust, visit qcct.org. I'm Herb Trix.